Well, I think we're running low on time now, so just a few sort of ending questions, and I'll start with you, Sue, if you will. How does this experience of these experiences of diving on Cordell Bank rate with your with all the other adventures you've had? You've dived a lot of really amazing places. Where does Cordell Bank stand?
So Cordell Bank is an amazing place to see, but there are a lot of other places I'd go first, because if you go to 150 feet, you can't stay very long. And I would, given a chance of picking where I want to go diving, I'd go to Indonesia, like I'm about to do right now, because there's tons of stuff to see, and it's not so deep, and it's not so cold, and it's easier. So in some ways, I mean, even though it's farther away, it's in many ways easier to get to. You know, there's like services, there's dive boats that actually go there routinely. So Cordell Bank is an amazing place, but it wouldn't be my first top designate place to go.
What do you want people to know about Cordell Bank if you had a desire to make sure people appreciated it?
That it is teeming with life, that it is out in remarkably clear water for a California coast, and it's even on the top of the water it can be amazing, but diving it's even more so.
Do you have any feelings on the fact that you were part of this group that led to the designation of Cordell Bank?
Sure. I'm proud to have been a contributor to this. I'm glad I got to go. I'm really glad I got to meet the people, the other divers. For years I went diving with them in different places in the world. So it's been good.
Well, Don, how does this rate with your other adventures? Where does it stand in your heart?
The Cordell Bank, having the opportunity to dive there, help describe it, is the number one high point in my life, excluding family. In 1984, I had the opportunity to carry the Olympic torch in the relays that were at Los Angeles. And prior to Cordell Bank, that was my biggest, highest high, as it were. But then along came Cordell Bank, and that surpassed the torch run. And that's always going to be a very fond place in my heart. It's a place that should not be forgotten. It should be kept in the limelight. Keep the public aware of such a special place right off our coast, unlike any other. And you're doing a great job of that, Jenny.
I was just going to ask you, do you have any tips, either of you, to help with that? Because it's a challenge.
Oh, I bet it is, yes. Mm-hmm. But
I think a glass-bottom submarine.
Sounds like fun.
Yeah. Yes. Can we get a ride in a submersible?
Submersible tourism? I think it'll be cool.
Right.
Someday. I bet you someday.
But the Cordell Bank finally becoming a marine sanctuary, all of our work culminated right into that one event, that process of turning Cordell Bank into a marine sanctuary. And I think in itself is going to help preserve it. And the worry is, can we maintain that interest in the sanctuary? It's going to take people, it's going to take contacting the right government offices to keep funding our sanctuary. And I hope it will continue in these hard times. But that it's a marine sanctuary, that's my biggest reward.
Well, any closing thoughts, Elaine?
Well, the Cordell expeditions were certainly one of the high points in my life. I like big excitement, and There's been a few things that I've really wanted to do. One of them was to get out on the ocean, and I think that was the best way for me to do it that I could have imagined. And I've had some other exciting things happen in my life, but this is definitely right up there with the best of them. Of course, we've had the Farallones National Marine Sanctuary, so I did have some idea what the designation would mean. And of course, the Monterey National Marine Sanctuary, too, you know, to protect this whole beautiful coast and to try and protect a breeding ground on the ocean. You know, we need a lot more work yet than has been done if we're going to keep on feeding the population of the planet without depleting the oceans. And I think that what you're doing is really important, and I just hope that people can be made aware of, you know, and the research that you're doing that we helped to start, you know, with that baseline information. I know that in some places where they have protected areas from fishing that the fish have come back, and it gives me hope for the future.
Thank you. That's